tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Every time you come around.
We use for London. I'm like, London Bridge is no, how about Fergie? I missed you guys so much. I'm Ashley Daniels here for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York City. Tonight's episode, London Calling. I am with my gorgeous girls tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. And starting from my right, to my
left. This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
And this is Lindsay Wegner. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's L-Y-N-D-S-E-Y-W-E-G-N-E-R.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecher, and I'm on Twitter, of course, at Megan Stecher, M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R.
I think we need to start spelling our names with the Mickey Mouse thing, like A-S-H. Which just makes it a little more fun, right? Yeah. Great episode tonight. Interesting. I don't know how many times I've ever shed a tear watching The Housewives. Tonight, I think we all got a little bit sad, a lot sad. Mm-hmm. One of those few times where it's more of a dramatic show. It's not so much dramatic in the way we're used to, but more in a tear-shedding experience. It was really, overall thoughts, guys, for me, I loved it. I thought it was great. I love seeing another side of everybody.
Yeah, it was like not petty. It was real reality.
Yeah. I enjoyed it too. I thought it was a really good show. It was very fun. The party was fun. I mean, people were making fun of each other. We had a different side of Carol, who's usually very calm and collected, and we got to see a very emotional side of her. I thought it was a really nice episode.
Yeah, I think it's so rare we see a slice of real life from them. It's always so many planned parties to try to stir things up, and to see somebody's real life, and I mean, for the cameras to be there while Carol was crying, it's just so, it like had a different documentary type feel to me tonight.
Yeah.
It was good. And then I thought the party was hilarious because everyone was drunk, so they were totally winning themselves. But I did notice this is the second week no Luann.
Yes, I know. Second week.
Yeah. I wonder if that was like on purpose or she was just busy. I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I miss Luann. When Luann is not on the show for me, I feel like we're missing a big piece of the puzzle. Yeah. Whereas last season we didn't get a lot of Luann, but I didn't feel like I was missing a lot of her. But she's just so involved in this season. Mm-hmm. And I did watch her on Watch What Happens Live. Was it last week that she was on? I forget. I think it was last week. Could have been the week before, but just she was talking about the sunglasses that she was wearing, because I was curious, because I felt like those sunglasses would like get sold out in a second, and I guess they were just some fun ones she found at like a beach store or something, when she said the whole like cool, don't be cool, but anyway, she's too funny. I can't even handle it. And I think, she was paired up with Melissa Gorga. They did Watch What Happens Live. And someone asked a question. They're like, do you think that you both would ever collaborate and do a song together? And I'm like, how funny. Would be so funny to see them do that. But anyway, interesting to see Carol so vulnerable tonight. It was really hard to watch. For anybody that hasn't seen the episode yet, please watch it before you listen to us, because there are like lots of, you know, things we're going to discuss. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, obviously she picks up the ashes. She arrives at the church. We find out later that she was expecting it to be a more grand experience, more big church with like bells ringing and everything. And it was more of like a small home that she walked into. And there was one priest there who didn't, I don't know, I kind of felt like he should have been a little more compassionate. But he was a little bit standoffish, which, I don't know. You just think, like, with a priest, he'd be like, well, here's the thing. He's all around you right now. He's your angel. And, like, things to kind of make her feel a little better. But it was kind of like he let her talk. He didn't say as much. It was
Maybe it was a camera thing for him.
Maybe.
He's not used to it. because, I mean, you know, you expect that kind of bedside manner from a doctor. But I'm sure for him it was probably just having a camera.
Awkward
for him. And being in
a church and being a priest.
Sure, it's
point.
Just very good not point. Something that he's going to be comfortable mm-hmm.
yeah, I,
with.
What is the rules? What are the rules with churches and pictures? I forget. Are you allowed to take pictures in church?
You,
in general?
You can. I mean, and during weddings, you can and stuff. I don't think that they're anti it. I know that they don't like your phones out and obviously say turn your phones off, no texting during church mm-hmm. and stuff, and people will get annoyed if someone's phone rings and stuff like that. But I don't think, I mean, especially during weddings, baptisms, that sort of thing, they do allow pictures to be, and I'm Catholic, so very strict.
I am too.
For the most part, church. That they do let you take pictures for...
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt bad for Carol. She seemed so nervous. I think because he wasn't talking, she was overcompensating.
Yes.
It was like when she went on that date a couple seasons ago and she was so nervous and she couldn't shut up. I felt bad for her. I felt like she was mm-hmm. talking so much because she was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. No, it was sad. It was really sad.
I kind of wonder if it was... if his demeanor had anything to do with being British. I don't really have close British friends, but I feel like, as a whole, they're kind of described as a little more standoffish and very proper and very good manners. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if he's just a very proper, old-fashioned type guy. So
very
he wasn't,
good point.
You know, he wasn't all, like, arm on the shoulder and, like, are you okay? Because it's just not the way they are as a people. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe. It could, yeah, I think they always, to me, I'm always like, the British are so smart. No matter what, they just sound brilliant.
It's
they
that
can say
accent.
Anything with that accent. But, yeah, they have a great personality, very unique personalities. The British people I know several, and they all have a really, like, a witty, fun, they're sarcastic, they're funny. Yeah, I mean, there's differences in all types of, all nationalities, not nationalities, but, you know, also wherever you're from, like, you know, from
what the social norms are.
Right. So some people, even here, like, some people are super, like, grabby and they hug you several times, and some people are more like, okay, mm-hmm. I mean, they don't know each other at the end of the day, but I just feel like she was so confused and she was just like, whoa. Like, she said she saw the urn and the urn seemed bigger than it was when she remembered it 15 years now. Mm-hmm. Picking up that urn, it's just like bringing up so much at once. And I don't know, I felt this isolated, cold feeling the entire time I was watching it. Like, it seemed like it was kind of chilly out. I felt like it looked lonely. The hotel looked very spacious and very lonely.
The hotel room was horrible.
Yeah.
I hated it. I would have been moved to another room.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a suite, and so they felt like we can open up the space because it's a suite, or we don't have room in our other hotel rooms for filming purposes.
Maybe.
But it was so spread out and then bare.
Mm-hmm.
It was
bare.
Very cold. That's a great point, Ashley. The whole room was just... Yeah,
I just felt
I would have been moved to a different room.
I agree. Yeah, it was just like I felt like everything was lonely. I felt like every 2 seconds I kept putting myself in their shoes, especially Carol's, and I kept thinking, oh, if Dorinda goes away right now, like, what's it going to feel like to be walking on the streets, like, by yourself? Like, you just picked up that urn. Like, you have to fly home. Where's the urn going to go when you fly home? Like, what do you have to do? Like, where do you put it? Like, just it just seems so sad in so many ways. But it's also a new beginning, I think, too. You know, just to be able to talk to somebody for the first time about all this, which they both opened up to each other a lot. What did you think of that conversation, listening to how much they related to each other, Dorinda and Carol, in Carol's bare, cold hotel room?
I felt very sad. I think it was so cathartic for mm-hmm. both of them, and a really, really amazingly honest conversation, mm-hmm. which I felt like we were watching someone have a conversation that we weren't supposed to be watching. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they knew it was being filmed and everything. It just was so honest, and we never really get that honesty. So I thought that was amazing. It did feel like lonely and sad. I think the saddest part was both of them having the realization with each other that it was a relief when their mm-hmm. husbands passed away, because the burden of someone about to die is so heavy.
Yes.
That when they do, it was a relief.
Yes.
So I really love that moment when they were both like, oh, you felt that way?
Right.
Good. It's okay that I felt that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
They did try last week to do a little bit with editing and kind of put some stuff where it almost seemed like they were saying negative things. But this obviously wasn't a negative thing, as mm-hmm. Dorinda says. It was never a burden. Mm-hmm. It was an honor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. There were some really beautiful mm-hmm. moments and some heavy-hitting things, because maybe some people have felt like they can't say, wow, it was a relief when they finally passed, just because then I knew they were in a better place. We could, you know, now go on with our lives as well versus sitting here, you know, you are taking care of somebody and especially someone that's sick and knowing that that moment could pass at any time. And Dorinda saying, I couldn't sleep because you don't want to miss anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying that everyone feels that way because I'm sure there are plenty of people that don't feel like it's a relief when they their loved one passes. They feel like it's even worse now because that person's gone. You know, we just saw death on Housewives of Orange County a couple weeks ago with Vicky. And, mm-hmm. I mean, she was a wreck. I was bawling hysterically. I was bawling hysterically watching it to the point where I was hyperventilating. I was so upset because it was just seeing her that way was just tough to watch. And my mom ended up watching it. It was like, that was really, really sad. Mm-hmm. So I think everyone handles it differently. Granted, that was in the moment. We're seeing something 15 years later.
Right, right.
But it, I think for people out there that have gone through this, it, maybe it's sometimes it is nice to hear what these two women are saying and knowing that it's okay to feel like this.
The moment that killed me was when Dorinda said that her husband just died and then she walked outside New York City trying to get a cab and she's at the end of the cab line. That's like that's like a scene from a movie where she like wants to scream like, my husband just died. Right. Horrendous.
You know, I actually met someone recently who said that to me and it was like, we met and then like a minute later she was like, kind of stumbling on her words and she was like, I'm sorry, my husband just died about a year ago and I've like never been the same. And I remember being like, I didn't know how to react. Of course I want to be like, of course I was like, I'm so sorry. But then I thought to myself, like, you know, there, it has to affect you for a long period of time. And sometimes I just feel like you might want to bring it up a lot to kind of let people know, like, I might not be myself or I might be, but it's like, so awkward to bring it up, I'm sure, for them. And it's like, when, like, imagine if she did say that. Like, of course everybody would be like, of course you can have a cab. But it's like, when is it? I'm sure it goes, there's just so much going through their minds. Mm-hmm. And like Carol said, it wasn't until she got back to the apartment that she realized, like, okay, he's not coming home. I mean, my mother's mother passed away when she was 10, and she said that, like, it didn't hit her for years, like, till she was in her late 20s. It did not hit her that her mother died. And sometimes it's like she knew it, but like it really hit her like, I don't have a mom. It takes a different, depending on if you have to grieve properly. Mm-hmm. You can't ignore it and you have to, you know, figure out the right way. So I feel like with them, it seemed like they almost got back into their lives very quickly and didn't grieve the right way or didn't grieve enough because for what we hear, this is kind of the first time they're really talking about any of it.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised that Carol said this is the first time I've told her things that I haven't even told my close friends.
Yeah.
Which makes me worry that she, hasn't, you know, grieving is so personal and everyone of course. Does it different, but I felt for her, like, you should talk to, you should have talked about this already and, you know, because it's so cathartic.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's like they related to each other in so many ways. You can see them finishing each other's sentences so many times. Yeah. So it shows you how much human behavior is the same. You kind of react the same in a lot of instances. And it was interesting that Dorinda mentioned that she met John through Richard.
Yes.
So that, we didn't get a lot of that story, but he was a writer. So Richard was a writer and a professor, I believe. Although they had tons of money. So he must have had money anyway. Unless you make a lot of money being a professor, which sometimes could be the case, maybe. I don't know.
He was just doing that once a month.
Oh, he was doing writing as well?
I don't know about the writing, but she said that at Yale, he was just there doing like once a month type thing.
Yeah, they come. I mean, she said like she would prance around in Chanel jackets. Mm-hmm. She just comes from a, you know, but she's so relatable, which is interesting. But yeah, I wonder how they met. They may have said it before. I feel like we heard something about Richard knowing John at some point.
She said that Richard had introduced John to her and Richard liked John.
Yes.
She also said that Richard said, don't move on. Yes. Don't meet anyone else.
Yeah.
This should be enough for you.
Right.
I wonder what poor Richard thinks from the great beyond about John.
You know, what about that balloon last week that we heard, the balloon thing?
That was amazing.
That was unbelievable.
Can you show the video?
Oh, and just to think that the first time she slept was the night she found out he passed away. And at first it sounded so morbid. And like, you're like, what? And then you're like, wait, oh my God, it makes so much sense. The worrying is like, he's at peace. Mm-hmm. She can sleep. She's not worried. And it's interesting, they both passed away while they were with them. Mm-hmm. Carol in bed with him and in bed, like laying down, sleeping in the hospital. And then Dorinda sitting next to him, was it? Was she next to him?
I don't know.
Did she say she was with him or did she say she got a phone call that he passed away?
I think she said the doctor said he passed 2 minutes ago.
Right, but
so she must have been nearby.
Yeah, she was nearby. Right, right.
Because she got the cab back home.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Oh gosh, and I first time I felt like I had seen real like clearer pictures of Carol and Anthony. Mm-hmm. Very handsome. They looked mm-hmm. like they were so in love. And she said he was a jokester, mm-hmm. which is interesting because I think she's kind of a jokester and funny in a lot of ways. But I could see how someone who's a big jokester would get along well with her, like the kind of mm-hmm. you know a little bit opposite. I'm sure he was a lot more. She's not very emotional now. I don't know how she was then, but she wasn't. She's not. Obviously doesn't like to hug, and we know that about her. She's a little more, holds it in a little more.
I thought it was strange when she said that the doctor was like, you know, your husband just passed, and she was like, oh, don't touch me. Right. And I thought, was that the start of her being like, don't touch me, and I'm not a hugger? Like,
good point.
I don't know. Or was she always, right. you know, like, I'm not really emotional. I don't like hugging.
Good
I don't know.
Point. She also That's wouldn't look at him while he once he right. passed. Right. And a lot of people did. My mother didn't go to her mother's funeral. She was 10, but like, yeah. because you don't want to see yeah, that as your last mm-hmm. image. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, and I'm sure there's going to be so many people that are listening now, watching, and that will comment, and I'm sure that they can relate to this, unfortunately, and that are probably able to understand more about this mm-hmm. entire thing that they're discussing tonight. I just felt like it was the most real moment I've ever watched in any Real Housewives history, ever.
Yeah, me too.
This mm-hmm. conversation between Dinner and Drink Carol yeah. will go down in history as like the most authentic, real mm-hmm. conversation. And I really think that they do well together. They make really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see, I think they realize that they like each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no hugging. They did not hug once throughout that entire conversation or cry.
Right.
I think they were each other's strength a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they also were like, oh, okay, this is great. Mm-hmm. It was almost like they got to relive some stuff together.
I think they found each other so relatable.
Yes, yeah. yes. And I think it's so great that Dorinda came back because she wouldn't have came back otherwise, mm-hmm. she said. Mm-hmm. So to go back to yeah. her old friends and everything.
Yeah. In the very beginning, she's like, it's a watershed of emotion. I'm joyful and sad for what was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Making me sad.
Yeah, she also said yeah. that London's oh. small and the ghosts are, you know, Maggie, you're so sweet.
Oh my god!
It's so bad. I cried watching the first look. I didn't cry earlier. No, cry.
It's very no, it's sad. Very
well, don't cry. Let's talk about Master for a little bit. Our sponsor.
I love her. Yes. Let's break the tears.
Well, let's get to something else right now. We've got our wonderful sponsor Mazda, who's one of our sponsors and brings AfterBuzz to you guys for completely free, so you guys can enjoy our lovely faces, conversations, all that good stuff to you guys. So you can listen to us every week, talk about your favorite shows. And once again, our sponsor this week is Mazda. I apologize that I have to read this off of my phone. Does driving matter to you? Driving with the windows down, the wind blowing through your hair, the smell of pine trees and fresh asphalt. You look forward to these moments when it's just you and the road. No distractions, handling every curve, and feeling every nuance in the road. So ask yourself, does driving matter to you? If it does, we build cars just for you. Because to us, driving matters. Mazda.
By the way, saw Mazda in my garage at my apartment complex. I was floored. One of the new ones. I don't know the model. Gorgeous. 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 Not even just saying. I like literally made my boyfriend come downstairs to see it. So beautiful.
Oh, the new Mazdas are amazing.
Oh, my God. Gorgeous. I love them since the movie Heartbreakers. But anyway, when Jennifer Love Hewitt was driving one. The silver cute one. Okay. So anyway, back to... Megan, you're so sweet. I love you. Are you cool? Are you good?
I'm good. Okay.
Take the focus off her for a second.
We feel like we know these ladies at this point.
True. It's
we are connected to
them. Yeah. Yeah. So going from all this heartfelt moments to something a little lighter. First of all, the fact that Sonia and Ramona are at Sonia's, and Sonia's stylist intern puts the wine in champagne glasses. I'll give you a real laugh. She's like, I gotta teach you that later. You guys have to watch it. It's so funny.
Not a horrible mistake, but enough that,
I mean,
like,
well, come on. You, of all people, you're a bar.
I love a good wine. I could pick out 5 different wine glasses for each kind of wine.
I think we all know at this point wine goes in the wine glass. Yeah. I mean, but it was the so champs. Funny. So funny. And she's like, I gotta teach you that too later. It's hilarious. But she was trying to teach Ramona. The reason she was there was to teach Ramona how to handle one-night stands.
Which Ramona called a friends with benefits.
Yes.
She's so confused.
She really is.
Did we get a better perspective as to what happened that night? Because it seemed like she did not sleep with him. She did not kiss him.
She definitely passed it off as I was being the wingman.
Yeah. The wing woman. The wing lady or something.
Sonia finally bought into.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy into it, but Sonia was like, oh, this makes sense.
I did too, actually.
I was so... like, Ramona, this is all your fault in previous episodes. But when she explained it at that moment, she was like, I was the wingman. I had this guy that I didn't want to hook up with, but I couldn't kick him out because he's Luann's guy's friend.
Yes.
So what was she going to do with him? I was like, oh, all right. I guess there was a predicament.
It sounded like she, literally was just like, here's a bed for you. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, then why when they were waking you up, did you not just, like, speak... like say to them
right at that moment,
what are you talking about, the guy that I let upstairs? Yeah, I let him upstairs. Like, why wouldn't you just be a little more honest?
She should have said all of that at
maybe
the moment.
She was just
they
tired, but
yeah, I don't know.
Still, like, yeah, she almost was just like, I don't know, like, talk to Luann. It's like, what? I don't know, that was weird. But she's like, listen, when you have a one night stand, you gotta keep them outside. That's why it's called sex on the beach. Leave them outside. Like,
that's hilarious.
Like,
I know,
how do you treat a dog like that? You let the dog sleep inside.
I know. I'm like, you won't even let him into the house
oh
at
my
all?
Lord,
what?
She's like, let him sleep outside or on the beach, you don't bring him in. I'm like, who said that?
Can you call it a one night stand if you don't even allow him to sleep over?
I can't.
I don't know. I don't know.
Sex with them on the beach and then leaves them there.
It's called like sleeping bags. It's called like a roof. Put them under the roof. It's like they don't deserve that. It's like, I don't understand. Okay, we had sex now. You can go back outside. I'll bring you a thing of water, a cup of water. Enjoy.
I was confused when Sonia said she doesn't know girl code. If she meant Luann doesn't know girl code or Ramona doesn't know. I thought she meant Luann doesn't know girl code because she shouldn't have brought the guys inside.
I think they both brought the. I think they both brought the guys inside.
Yeah,
which is it's human code to bring humans in the house so they can sleep if they're not like
if
a serial killer.
If you think a guy is cute like, and you're making out with them,
yes,
I think you can bring them in.
I mean, what they should have done is woken up the girls and said, "Listen, we have some guys we brought home. Like, we're gonna let them use the bedroom, so just lock this door or whatever. Or is that okay with you?" Like. I guess. And if they were too drunk to do that, it's like, well, maybe there's a couch down. It looked like a pretty big place. There was no couch down there.
They had to be living
in the
living
room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what makes me believe that Ramona and the guy did something.
Yeah.
Oh. He left before the cameras came on. Or unless we get some sneak, you know, those lost footage episodes.
I mean, there's times where, maybe this is a guy thing to do, but there's been times where I've even slept at girlfriends' houses and... You just kind of fall asleep on the couch. Or, well, I was watching Bachelorette 2 weeks ago with my girlfriend, and I fell asleep on the couch, and I'm laying there in my clothes. She's like, you can stay. I'm not just going to take my clothes off and sleep on the couch. You know, like, I'm going to keep my clothes on. So if I'm sleeping in an unknown place, I'm probably not going to strip down.
But you're also not a guy.
I'm also not a guy. So is a guy going to do that? Is a guy automatically going to take off his clothes if he's sleeping somewhere?
We need to interview them. We need to find these guys and get the real true story. We can, like, change the voices with that, like, Home Alone thing that you can, like, talk into.
Well, Sonia's right. She's like, when you invite a guy in, they're expecting that you want to sleep with them and they want to, you know, they're going to stay over and you guys are going to hook up. I feel like she's right about that, that most men expect that when you're like,
yeah, but
when
you're
like,
stuck
can
with
I
not
come
cute friends and you're like just being nice.
But when guys are like, can I come in? And you're like, sure. If you've had drinks, they are definitely assuming something's going to happen. You probably
you
not
just
so much.
Set the ground rules.
But the guy is always like thinking something's going down.
Of course. You're not going to be like, hey, want to come over and watch Netflix? And they're going to be like, sure, I'm going to come over and watch Netflix. Their head is thinking it's not Netflix. It's stuff, something totally different.
It's
and then when it is Netflix, they want to like.
I'm looking here all confused. I'm like, I just want to watch Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's like taking his pants off. It's like, this is not. Orange is the New Black.
Like Joey on Friends episode. Do you guys remember that? Was it Monica? He was completely... She was like, do you want some water?
Or some lemonade.
Something.
Yep.
What?
You
it's so crazy.
Some lemonade.
And then she's like, lemonade. Here's your lemonade. And she turns around and he's butt naked.
Here's your penis. She says, here's your penis. because he's standing there with like a leg up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's what happened to Ramona.
We need to find these men and ask what really happened. I can't. What I think
happened
they're
married. Maybe we have to find their wives.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Oh God. I'm sure Luann invited him in, had fun, And then, you know, but it was interesting because even like Carol said, Luann, they love Luann, they don't love the Countess. That, you know, the opposite. So on the Watch What Happens Live episode, they did a whole comparison of, you guys I gotta find it for you guys, how the Countess was to how she is now. And they showed her it. And like at the beginning, they were like, they showed the scene where Bethany was getting in the limo and, she said, hey, Luann. She goes, oh, you have to call me Mrs. De Lesseps or Countess De Lesseps or whatever.
Like, you always have to introduce me to the driver as Mrs. De. And it's like,
and they showed a bunch of those things where she was like being very proper, and then she answered to it after live, and she was like explaining, and Andy's like, you don't have to explain yourself anymore, we know. But she was like, yeah, that's me then, this is me now. And like they show the me now portions of her like falling over the other day and like, you know, being like, I don't care and whatever. So it's interesting because now Carol's saying there's a huge difference between Luann and the Countess, and they love Luann. They're not so fond of the Countess, but the Countess comes out once in a while.
It's hypocritical.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So going into the party, Bethany's party, unless you guys wanted to talk about anything else that was discussed between Ramona and Sonia.
Nah.
Oh, I thought that was a quickie.
I like the invite, the skinny girl. Invite.
Yes. Yeah,
so cute. Really
Where were those guys at the party?
Well, one of them was there.
If they were that same modeling agency, there's like
that she used for the talk show?
I'm not sure.
She had a hot bartender at the talk show, too.
There's literally this agency that staffs parties with all these hot male models.
Oh, God.
And I think it's called the Manservants. And, like, they'll work all kinds of, like, the best parties out here in L.A. I've seen them in a few, like... You can have them bartend, you can have them do little, like, whatever you want. One of them said to me, like, let me hold your purse for you while you're grabbing that champagne. I was like, what? Can I take it home with me?
So wait,
I wonder if it was like the manservants.
I can't. Well, Ramona wouldn't be too happy with that because she was made it very clear. She doesn't like bartenders.
How rude.
She's so rude. That was the rudest thing. And you know what? I actually think she's so funny and just so like innocent at times. And then that was just like, come on, that's so mean.
Like, Bethany's not trying to find you a husband. She's trying to find you someone to hook up with
tonight. He's a bartender. It's like, he's standing right there.
She was asking for hot guys. She answered the call.
Interesting to see Heather walk into the party because she called her mama a few times. We know Bethany's in the past been like... The mama thing. She was like,
bugs,
you know.
Her.
Yeah, bugs her a little bit. But it seemed like they were getting along well, and Kristen was happy.
And Kristen, were totally fine.
Totally. There wasn't anything really going on in that party other than the fact that we saw Ramona, you know, really in heat, wanting a man. Bethany was funny. She was saying, she was doing these, she was just very over the top. I mean, she usually is, but she was having a lot of fun.
Like, the drinks got to her very early, and she was, like, having a lot of fun. Doing her impression of Ramona.
Do we know why Luann wasn't there?
Right away in the beginning, her and Sonia came late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Luann was there at the very, very end, right?
Yeah, her and Sonia came so late.
Oh, the skinny girl party?
Yeah.
By the way, I missed
Don't remember her coming at all.
Don't worry, I didn't either. That's how little I saw of her. I watched it.
She was in one scene. She had on a... like interesting gold necklace with her dress.
Of course she did.
Interesting.
You and I, so two people out of this entire panel, two out of four, did not even see her there.
Exactly. Wow.
Interesting. Maybe because all eyes were on Sonia for me and that sequin number that she had on and her dancing on the table. It was amazing.
The tooth. I can't. Oh my God.
Oh my God, she's amazing. She just owned it. She was like, I lost my tooth. It's like,
ripping off a $500
tooth
shirt.
That tooth always flies out.
I can't. What was it that popped her tooth out? I forget.
The guy had done. Yeah, yes, she ripped the shirt off with her teeth. And then, as she told the story, Bethany was freaking out and laughed so hard she peed her pants and her boob popped out.
Yes. Isn't that the tooth that all these seasons keeps coming out?
Yes.
Maybe she keeps talking about getting dental work done. I can't. And she said she'd have a veterinarian take care of it.
I know people.
Was that a slip of a tongue, or was that? Do you really think that a veterinarian?
I kind of thought she was trying to make a joke.
Oh my God.
I can't tell when she's serious or not. I just laughed my butt off. That was amazing.
She's so much fun.
She's so much fun. I want to party with Sonia.
Me too.
I could pick one person to party with in my life, it's gonna be Sonia.
100%. I think she can hang all night.
We have to get her here.
She can hang all night.
Oh my God, she's amazing. So, anything else that you guys wanted to add in there before we get to predictions?
I thought Ramona's date, not date, with her business partner was creepy. It was the creepiest scene we've seen all season.
Does he have an accent?
I'm not sure, but he's really creepy fellow. Oh. Well, I don't find him attractive physically at all.
No.
And then,
no.
And
criteria
then when he's
for,
like,
for date.
Oh, well, this is a date if I pay and we're going to have hot sex. Ugh. And she, like, has this magnetism with him that I don't understand.
What kind of criteria is that for a date? That's what the heck is that? I mean,
no guy should be that honest on on a maybe first date.
And who's our best friend Adam at the party with the glasses?
We've never seen that guy before.
Maybe she was lying and she was making a joke like, this is my best friend. She just met him that night, maybe.
She just like drug a guy over there with her.
Yeah, because she was like, Bethany's like, who's this? And she's like, it's my best friend. Hello. Like, it was like, what?
Maybe he's an assistant we've never seen.
She didn't say hello. I'm just joking.
Something.
Okay. Thank you. Cool. All right. Well, let's get to predictions because I want to hear what you guys think about next week.
And now, you're after
you realize
Buzz
I'm going to rewatch. I always rewatch it tonight. Mm. I will rewatch it again. I'll find 100 more things when you watch it alone.
I cannot wait to see next week this whole situation from beginning to fruition at the runway show, which I don't think we'll even see the runway show. I think we're just going to see the preparations for it. Auditioning the models with Bethany being like, you can't tell someone.
Yeah.
She's fat. This poor girl is going to go and have an eating disorder now. Sorry, I can't even. I'm mumbling over my words.
It's all right. I get it. I hear you.
Then the whole fashion show thing, people sitting in the place, then Sonia getting into it with someone. I mean, I just think it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm.
Obnoxious.
I'm just
fun.
Obsessed. I can't. It's the best Housewives ever.
Yeah, so good.
I just love it.
I think
it.
It's going to be a typical Sonia Morgan New York lifestyle, whatever it's called, disaster. I can't wait. I think it's going to be hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see how this landed. I honestly, the thing I'm most interested in is how they're getting the urn home. Like, I really feel like she has to put it on her lap or put it in the seat next to her and seatbelt it or something. Like, I feel like I'd like to see that next week. I don't know. I'm weird.
I want to know the logistics of how she got it home.
Got it home, right?
Yeah.
And the fashion show, I can't wait. And there's the Ramona versus Bethany, where she said you called someone a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to everything you guys just said. And I love you all. And where can we find you, starting with Megan?
Okay. So I have downloaded Snapchat now, so you guys can follow me at Megan Stecker on Snapchat. Also Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker as well.
And you guys can find me, this is Lindsay here, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. That's LindseyWegner, or my blog, lindseywagner.blogspot.com.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Awesome. You can find me, this is Ashley, at Twitter, at Ashley Daniels, Instagram, Miss Ashley Daniels, Periscope, Ashley Daniels, Snapchat, I'm Ashley Daniels. The list goes on and on, but I love you. Just stay connected with me somehow, some way. I will see you next week. We will all see you next week. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.